All right, Cole, what are we doing this time?
All right, you see her have a spinner, Gary.
All right, Cole, what are we doing this time?
All right, you see her have a spinner, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Like a mule with a spinning wheel. I don't know how I got it, and damned if I know how to use it. However, I'm going to give
you
it
do
a
know how to use it.
Yeah. As I will demonstrate right now. Going to spin it, and as it goes. It's winding it up. Oh, man, everything is moving into place. The arm is cocking back, and it throws the dart at a map of the United States. Where did it land, Gary?
It's a spinning wheel that threw a dart. I'm a couple steps behind.
It's a Rube Goldberg machine.
Okay.
There you gotcha. Go.
Anchorage?
No, Chicago, also known as Window, the Windy City.
I said that a bunch of times on accident. And it actually, YouTube auto-completes of Michael Jordan chaos in the Window City. Which is like a drunken night at like the world's most specific department store. I just, like, what do you mean I can't smash the window?
Yeah, it was like at the
hoops. They're hoops.
It was at the nadir of his basketball or was it or of his baseball career. There we go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hit, boss.
Like, every one of you is a hoop. You're all hoops.
You're all hoops.
You all.
Yeah. So chaos in the Window City.
Cool. Let's stop for a moment and recognize how good both of our Michael Jordan impersonations are.
I know, right?
These two, you know, chubby Midwestern depressives do the best Michael Jordan impression that you've heard all year.
Well, you know, it's kind of like how David Sedaris does a good Billie Holiday, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm not somebody who's above impersonating black people. Like, I do not think it's inherently racist to for a white person to impersonate black people.
No, it's just a voice. It's just a voice, man. I impersonate women all the time.
Yeah, me too. Like, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but Michael Jordan in the Windy City.
Oh, I like this game a whole lot.
Okay. So, you're going to have to defend that position.
I will.
Okay.
Well, I think this is Home Improvement good.
Okay.
So fun. We can have differing. We can do one funds up, two fucks down, review system. Fuck.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It may just be a case of me not getting it. So we'll establish who me is in a second. But who are you?
Yeah. My name is Gary Butterfield. I'm a basketball fan. And basketball player.
My name is Cole Ross.
Yep, and you're listening to Abject Suffering, the show where two people from other podcasts go on a podcast to play a bad game you suggest.
Yeah, no, we're the traveling Wilburys of this network.
Yeah, I know. Where's our Jeff Lynn?
Yeah. But Dennis is in South America, Gary.
Yeah, Brad Carey is our Jeff Lynn.
Yeah.
He's our Brian Epstein. Yeah, just naming, you know, playing the tune for us to dance to.
Yeah. So. But why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, and this time we're listening, or we're playing Michael Jordan.
They're listening. Chaos and,
yes, they're Gary listening. Gary listening. You talk, Gary listen. Chaos in the Windy City. I promise I will say both Chaos in the Window City and Michael Jackson, Chaos in the Windy City.
Michael
multiple
Jackson.
Times during this. So,
yeah. This was suggested by Brad Carey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brad Carey. I like this game.
Okay.
Again, Home Improvement good.
Okay.
Not like a Link to the Past good. It's no Super Picture.
It's no Super.
But I thought this was pretty fun. And pretty funny.
Why do I anticipate like 6 months in the future doing like a bonfire side chat style playthrough of this game?
That'd be well, you could really tell from the layout of the doors that there were more doors to come.
Yeah.
And there were more doors.
God, like, fucking it's not, doors. It's not great. Fucking Mario Hotel bullshit. Goddamn, there are a lot fucking of doors. Shit.
The one thing this game doesn't do well. The one thing that has repetitive, dull environments. Everything else is firing on all cylinders. I would play this game 10 times before I'd play Assassin's Creed 3 once.
Oh man, that's not very charitable.
It's insane. Yeah. It's insane. The game is so good. It starts off with like that cutscene.
Well, it's not a cutscene. It's a motion comic. Like you're scrolling through it.
Yeah, it's like really high, nice production values. Yeah, it's a comic for some reason.
Yeah.
Because
you need to find out that Michael was late to practice. His teammates are missing. Somebody throws a basketball with a message on it.
Basketballs are the theme of this. If there was one theme, there are two themes in Chaos in the Windy City. The first theme would be you can always depend on your friends.
Uh-huh.
The second theme would be basketball.
Well, it's kind of like The Wire in Chess and Breaking Bad and Heads on Turtles.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a note written on a basketball.
Yeah.
He follows it, and he has to go to the Field Museum.
Oh,
which
it's a Field Museum. I sound like Norton from The Honeymooners.
A little bit like Captain Planet, the first draft of Captain Planet from the last episode.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm Michael Jordan. You want to be like Mike? You got to look like Mike.
Hey, little Bow Wow, you're going to talk real slow.
You're going to bark. You're going to yipe. But they ain't going to come for you, little Bow Wow. Michael Jordan's got you now.
Yeah. Yeah, Mother Goose.
Mother Goose can't save you now. I wasn't trying to make child molestation jokes, but you can't tell like a kid you got them now without that just being what follows. Like, it can't be like, let's, you know, hang out and like, hey, have you ever seen Spaceballs? It's pretty cool. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, that's not where that line of humor goes, unfortunately.
Have you ever seen Spaceballs? No? You ever seen Star Wars? Oh, you won't have a point of reference. Fuck.
Yeah. Yep. Kids don't. Yeah. They've only seen these new ones.
Yeah, I can't show you Blazing Saddles. They say the N-word.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
God, too many saddles. Blazing Saddles.
Kids don't know what saddles are.
No. Kids don't have any appreciation for westerns, which
we said to call it fire horse chair, and then they'll know what it is.
Fire horse chair.
Then kids will know what it is.
Like, it's a fucking sedan.
Yeah. Kids these days are fucking stupid, is my point.
Yeah. They're so garbage.
Garbage kids. Second children.
So this is part two of our basketball duology.
Yeah, which I'm so happy we were able to do it. Like, we'll play everything that the sprites for Barkley Setup and Jam Gaiden came from. Like, but it just like so you go to the Field Museum again, and the Field Museum is a gigantic like fucking zombie dungeon full of metal spiders. Like, it makes no sense. It's like bonkers. Like, this game is bonkers, and that is why I love it. I love the zombies whose heads slowly turn to basketballs that they throw at you. I love the weird verisimilitude of Michael Jordan's, like, he's constantly dribbling and like just doing basketball moves. Like, he's not plussed by any of this. Like, why would I adapt what I do to the situation at all? Like, you know, it's like, oh, I have to go rescue people from zombies. I'm going to do it playing basketball.
Yeah.
Like, he's not playing basketball. He's just going to do all of the things and just hope that it hurts people.
Gary, every new thing we do today, we bring the yesterday us to it, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
And he did as well.
You know what? Tiger got to hunt. Fish got to swim.
Yeah, you know, Michael Jordan got to win, win, win.
Yeah. I just love how on the cover he's holding one fireball and one ice ball.
Well, again, you know, the thing I like about this game, varied power-ups. Like, cool and varied power-ups. I like the dunking. I thought the dunking mechanics were tight.
The animation was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Like, and you would, when you shot, you did, like, four or five different passes.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it was all kind of, like, dependent. And then did you pause at all when you played the game?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, you were able to time out, like, a voice sample and stuff.
Yeah, like a bunch of that. Like when you die, you're like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Go watch Space Jam.
Like, it's fucking, it's just weird and neat. Like, I just like how fucking weird it is. I don't like the door-based gameplay. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah, the door-based gameplay fucking sucks, but what I will get behind, is the dialogue trees.
Yeah, they're like whole Ross-esque dialogue trees in this game.
Yeah, and they're like BioWare-ass dialogue trees, like trying to find out more information about where your teammates went.
Yeah, which is insane. Like, that's nuts. That is nuts. So just like every aspect of this game, like, put together is so it's just noteworthy. Like, the word we've said it before, like, the biggest, you know, the worst thing that can happen to an Abject Suffering game is that it is boring.
Uh-huh.
And Michael Jordan, Chaos in the Windy City, is not boring.
Uh-huh. Also, it makes perfect sense that he can jump like he does.
Absolutely. I was thinking that, too. Like,
he's got big
I was
just ups. Like,
yeah, so the thing is, like, it's the thing I can jump forever. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm, like, one of the best people to ever play a sport. Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's a legend.
Yeah. Were you partial or privy at all to Michael Jordan mania growing up where you grew up?
No, I've always been real sports apathetic. Okay. Like, I, you know, I had a weird, you know, vague sense of just like, oh, the Bulls are doing good. That's great.
Yeah.
But never, like, I never owned a shirt or never watched a game.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen or heard Michael Jordan do anything.
So. You've never seen Space Jam?
I've never seen Space Jam.
Oh,
that was a little bit after my time.
Yeah. So, you never been to a roller rink and had them play the Space Jam theme song?
I've heard the Space Jam theme song because I had friends that were like a little bit younger than me that were real into it.
Yeah.
And played it. So I've heard a lot of the soundtrack.
Just playing it out open windows on a summer day.
Yeah, like playing it in the car. Like, yep. It was like somebody found their old Space Jam tape. It was good times. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Like, drinking their Yoo-hoo and listening to Space Jam, just like old times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Drown a puppy for a Yoo-hoo right now.
I would drown a puppy. Jeez.
Throwing that out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no, I just remember, like, my family made a very an honest effort to try and get me into sports as much as possible. So I had a lot of Michael Jordan Bulls gear, you know.
How'd that work out, Ms. Ross?
No, it wasn't my mom. It was my stepdad and my dad, you know, like, to the point where, like, they somehow ended up playing football. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you get typecast into sports when you're young. Like,
yeah,
I had parents and, you know, teachers and stuff do that to me, too. And, like, it wasn't – there's a weird thing about sports. Like, I understand the importance of exercise.
Yeah.
But that should be emphasized as opposed to, like, it's just not acceptable to just not be interested in sports.
Yeah, like religion.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's kind of – that's what it felt like. So, like, I got, you know, put on teams and stuff. Like, oh, you know, Gary's chunky and slow. Let's make him the goalie. Let's have him do wrestling. Like, I did wrestling in high school for a couple of days, and it was just awful. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's a lot of, you know – sweaty, like, it was just like unsanitary enough to bother me.
Yeah,
you know, like, I'm not a clean person, and there were just, you know, just so much, like, just sweat from every part of someone's body on every part of your body, like, you know. And I'm not homophobic in any way. It doesn't matter that they're dudes. It just matters that it was like exercise sweat, and I wasn't making love to them.
You don't have to be the sequence of thoughts there was great. You don't have to be homophobic to have intimacy issues. Like,
I don't want to be near
this person. Like, I don't like
you. Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. And they were all people I didn't like, too, because they were all wrestlers because it was wrestling. they're all high school wrestlers. And I don't know if you had this problem, but in our high school, we had this ridiculous impetigo outbreak like that haunted like 2.5 years of our school.
No.
Where like wrestlers just became this weird scarlet letter because they all had impetigo.
Jesus.
From the wrestling mats.
Yeah.
They weren't properly hosed down from, like, the, you know, sweat offs they would have.
Is that what Michael Jackson had? No, that was vitiligo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a similar name though.
Yeah. No.
Wrestling
no,
mats are a... weird because they need to be absorbent a little bit, but they, that seems like the worst possible idea.
Yeah, or else it becomes slip and slides.
Yeah.
No, for some reason they saw fit to take us into the multi-purpose room in gym class, and so like to play mat ball usually was what it was for. But it was like, I don't want to crawl on these things. They smell like feet.
Yeah. Yeah. It all smelled so bad.
Yeah.
There's actually a kid who, when I did that wrestling for a day, like, I got paired with a kid named Adam. I can't remember his last name right now. Mm-hmm. But he was was one of those kids that just like that had like the, whatever the endocrine disorder was that just made you smell really bad.
Okay. Oh.
And I just got paired with that guy, and he was just like sweating, like, and we had just done like 70 laps around the school. And it's like, all right, Gary, you know, press this guy's thighs into your ears after he's you know, it's just like, sweat two whole pints of human misery. Like, it was fucking disgusting.
And
he smelled bad, like, in air conditioning in winter. Like, it was rough.
And it's so sad because, like how many kids has, like, institutionalized high school, you know, there are three sports and that's it. Like, has that system turned off of, like, you know, physical activity?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. For me, like, yeah. if the emphasis had just been kind of like, well, this is something you should do or you're going to regret it,
yeah.
you know, because you need to exercise. Uh-huh. Like, who knows what I had been if it hadn't been this kind of like, you need to be conscripted into things based on parts of your body that you're insecure about.
Yeah, or that you have no control over.
Yep. And that you'll be judged by your performance of at this.
Yeah.
Like, no physical, no very few things that you have to do to live are you like judged based, are the mm-hmm. qualitative judgments based upon. You know, like nobody, like you, there's a right way and a wrong way to brush your teeth, mm-hmm. but you don't like do it in front of, you know,
people don't hold up cards with numbers.
Yeah. Like just say, here's 40 of the meanest people you go to high school with, brush your teeth in front of them and then call you faggot afterwards.
You know,
like, that doesn't happen.
And it's like, you know, weird and effeminate or whatever as it sounds, like I'm really, really happy that I found like theater and show choir. And also like, you know, like. I'm really happy I found golf in high school, right? Because it's like, oh, I can like do these active things and like just go out and walk outside on a nice day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know. It's a weird, like, I mean, this just in, like, high school is stupid and fucked up. But like the idea of like, you know, catering things to what somebody likes as opposed to, you know, just kind of conscripting them into things like that would be great. Like I would have responded so well to activities that were, and I did some of them, like I wasn't non-participatory in high school, but
there
probably were sports and more physical things I would have been into.
Yeah.
You know?
This stuff is just weirdly top of mind because my little sister started her freshman year of high school this year. And hearing stories about that, it's like, oh, stuff is like crazy different, even 10 years later.
Yeah.
So,
Yep. But, I've heard that from like multiple people.
Yeah.
And it just, I have no conception of what like a teenager is now.
Yeah.
Like they're just weird and scary and I have no idea.
Reading the Hunger Games and just like telling me to get out of the way, old man. And they don't know who Michael Jordan is.
I don't, like, my coworkers are reading Hunger Games. I have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know.
They're Snapchatting their genitals to each other. Like, I don't.
Exactly.
It's inscrutable. You ever tried using Snapchat, Gary?
No.
Yeah, it's fucking inscrutable. No. So
I believe it. Yeah. I just don't get it. I mean, I am like a bitter old man. Like I understand that, but even if I wasn't, like I still, you know, I don't think anybody really gets teens these days.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a high school teacher.
Sitting backwards on a chair.
Yeah. It's like, listen, I was your age once.
Yeah.
There was once a guy with the most crazy ideas, long hair.
You know what? If you want. Have you ever done that to like to shake things up? Like I'll walk into a meeting and like sit backwards on a chair.
I do it all the time for comedy. I've never done it on purpose.
Yeah.
But I do it all the time to be funny because I think it's really funny.
You've never done it on purpose.
Well, no, like, yeah, it's like, I don't see chairs which way.
You have like some kind of weird synesthesia blind. Where you cannot understand chairs. It's like something they talk about on Radiolab.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Malcolm Gladwell is doing a book about me.
Turns out.
Yeah. I like doing Oliver Sacks is who I meant, not Malcolm Gladwell. I like doing it to chairs that you can't comfortably sit in, like chairs with arms.
Yeah.
That's really funny to me. Like one of the funniest things I've other people have done it too. This isn't a Gary original, but one of the funniest things I think someone can do in a room is like take a traditional office chair with arms.
Yeah.
Like act all real cool, flip it around backwards, then try to sit in it. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
Like
I'll do that. I will make a show of trying to sit in it and like spin it around and then just sit on it on my knees like a squaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. So you really like this game, don't you?
I do. I thought it was Home Improvement good.
Yeah.
It controls are pretty good. Love the dunking mechanic. I like the array of power ups. Uh-huh. I appreciated how bonkers it was,
mm-hmm.
but like it didn't control, like, you know, it wasn't like fucking Dragon's Lair for NES. Like it played fine.
It had a little bit of the Mohawk and headphone jack problem for me, which is like the camera anticipation that kind of bugged me to the point where I couldn't quite enjoy like what would have otherwise if the camera was static or like followed you directly. Otherwise it would have been fine.
I don't think I got up. I think I recognized that, but I didn't get up to enough speed for it to bother me.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm sensitive to that too, but for this game, I was really like anticipating the third season of Bonfireside Chat. I was taking this real slow and really looking for lore. So I did not go too quick
in
it, but
But yeah, so did you progress? Because I couldn't figure out a way to manipulate the fucking Mario hotel doors.
So you didn't not get any of the doors, or you just didn't get to the end?
Oh, I got the doors. I reached a point where I couldn't get any further, and the facts were not I hadn't followed them enough to where I could find where I was in order to figure out how to get myself out of the problem that I was in.
One of the doors just led me to the next stage, just harder, and it introduces hooks that are on chains. So you grab one of these hooks,
like,
or these handles,
like Dustin
on chains.
Hoffman?
No.
Okay.
No. You are holding on to what's a game that does this? I guess you do it in Contra 4. Like, you grab onto the ceiling and hold onto a thing that slides.
Yeah.
But you can still throw basketballs.
Oh, it's like a zip
line. You throw them one handed. Yeah, like a zip line, kind of like a horizontal zip line.
Okay.
So it introduces those, which are tricky. I ended up dying. I didn't end up quitting this game because I didn't like it. I just died.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. I didn't have tons of time, but it was lucky that we record these usually at two at a time, and I couldn't play more than 7 minutes of Captain Planet. So it was good that I had all this extra time for Michael Jordan, for MJ.
Yeah, throw into this. Do we have any point of reference for how the plot resolves itself?
I watched the M boss fight.
Okay.
And the ending of it, the end boss fight, which is really awesome. I think this is really great. It's you on a giant floating basketball court fighting the little alien who kidnapped your friends. Like, you can get that information from the dialogue tree if you choose the right option and have the right stats.
Yeah.
Riding something that the two Let's Players who were playing it called it the Jordan bot. And it was just a giant basketball playing robot. But I like to hope that there's a subplot with him building a Jordan bot. I don't know if that happens, but I really hope it does.
It's like Mecha Sonic.
Yeah, like a Mecha Sonic with a tiny little Mars Attack style alien in the head.
Yeah,
and the so you have to hit it in its glass dome.
Don't you mean Men in Black style alien?
There we go. That's what I wanted.
Okay.
You want to hit it in its dome, but you're going back and forth on this court,
uh-huh.
And there are basketball hoops on either end. So you dunk, you get a power up.
Okay.
So, it always hurts you, but you have to do dunks to get your health back and get a power up before it comes back.
ABD.
So it's kind of like basketball. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like basketball. Like, you're running back and forth on the court doing hoops while fighting this giant monster. And then the ending is this incredibly long credit sequence of you running and giving high fives to everyone you rescued and doing good game. Like, they all everyone's giving you the good game face and stuff.
Yeah, you're doing the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. It's you in the tunnel. Very fitting.
Yeah. No. So I was hoping that it was that it was Shaq who had done this in order to win the big championship. and you had to do a dunk off in order to. So it's not that far off from that.
No, no. It's just somebody building a Mecha Shaq.
Yeah.
So.
Mecha Shaq.
But yeah, when I found that Let's Play, and I wasn't even seeking out the end boss. I was seeking a speedrun because I wanted to watch more of the game, but
yeah.
I didn't find it, which means it's fertile ground. If I got really good at this, I could probably get the speedrunning marker on it. So I just find something that nobody cares about and speedrun it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, Blue Ocean, Gary. Blue Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But let's... I had something, but I can't.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in this. There's some fun game back stuff. Not tons of it. There's a guy on the message board who's brought up in most of the threads that he thinks this game is better than Mother 3.
What a weird battle to pick.
It's really strange. Somebody, for a little while, this was number 2 in the top 10 games on GameFAQs, I guess, in 2008. And, people are like, oh, did Michael Jordan die or something? Da, da, da. And this Dr. Simi's because it's better than Mother 3. And then he has a subject, a message board post that is, this game is better than Mother 3, which Logan B. provides. Indeed it is.
I don't...
it's a weird... This message board is a place for people who like this more than Mother 3.
I hate to be normative or to be ableist or whatever. That has to be a symptom of a kind of autism, right?
That you are constantly pointing it out, or just that you think it's better than Mother 3?
That you're constantly pointing it out. You can have whatever opinion you want. I'm not gonna claim that you claim that you have some kind of disorder. But yeah, that you just that is the stand that you pick, and that you're going to that you're going to pick the venue with the least amount of resistance in order to maintain it, right?
Yeah.
that is not that is not the behavior of somebody whose chemicals are in order, I don't think.
Yeah, it's really strange. Like, I would agree. It is very odd. And I could see this person having some kind of thing going on with their brain.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, in addition to just kind of being, like, you know, patently wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you know, there's no way that it's better than that. Like, I'm not even convinced it's better than Home Improvement.
Well, it's like apples to motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't drive an apple.
No, and you can't eat a motorcycle unless you're that guy from France.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the one guy from Ripley's.
Yeah.
And there's reviews too that are kind of crazy. So this guy, Tiatlat 21, talking about the game, but the review is, this deserves to be on Nintendo's 10 worst list. And then gives it a 6 out of 10, which is just some dissonance there. But, like, in what world is this one of the 10 worst SNES games? Like, in what world? Like, I feel like we probably played 10 worst SNES games on this podcast, and we only do SNES games, like, half the time.
Right.
Like, in what world, sir? How dare you? How dare you?
Okay, question one, who do you think you are?
Where do you get off?
What gives you the right? Yeah.
Gives you the right.
Like,
yeah. And then, or go ahead.
Superstar becomes superhero. ... Literally. That's, yeah. That's like a weird, like, Huell Hauser esque, like, earnest. Yeah,
literally.
Yeah.
Let's take this JJN here, whose review is entitled, "They're just using the name Michael Jordan to sell this game."
I love that this is this was the moment that he was awakened to crass commercialism.
Yeah, this is where he figured it out.
Yeah, my name's Michael Jordan. This is my absolute favorite video game.
Absolute favorite game. The first paragraph of this is pretty great. That's an introduction. Yet this is another game.
Yes!
That tries to.
Yeah. Sentence with
is that, this is yet. Yeah. Yet this is another, they're just using Michael Jordan to sell this game. Yet this is another game that tries to put your favorite basketball hero into pixel form and try to make him save the world. One such dubious example is Michael Jordan. Jordan, some tall basketball dude who is now pixel and is in Windy City. This is so good. In fact, Michael Jordan in Chaos in the Windy City is about Michael Jordan in some haunted city with his basketball that he dribbles around and hits people. I mean, monsters with it. This is one of the worst idea of gaming ever made. I mean, what kind of game features a basketball player with a basketball in a haunted place? Basically, you're Michael Jordan, a tall dude that has a basketball. Quit saying that. Now you're in this haunted city. There's like three intros. Yeah. Where
everything. Now you are in this haunted city. Yes, this is just another game that uses the name Michael Jordan so they can sell this game.
What other games has he reviewed? Oh. JJN is... Is my new totem animal.
Oh, he's prolific.
He's very prolific. These are a lot of reviews.
Wow.
Trying to find something I've played. Yeah, this guy's great. He's my favorite.
Let's see. Home Alone. Is this even a game?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. Ah, Home Alone. The classic game. Good.
The name of his Disney's Aladdin review is, "Why, hello thar, Mr. Aladdin. Aladdin was a cool television show and movie produced by Walt Disney. What can I say? You're a poor hobo who is in love with this princess in this wonderful kingdom. Anyway, Aladdin made it to the NES console, in which you do battle a lot of enemies and generally a lot of flying around with a magic carpet and more. Your main character in this game is Aladdin, a homeless guy who loves the princess." Quit introducing everything twice. I'm not making that up. Like, every paragraph is staying the premise.
And, like, yeah, he is homeless. He's a street thief. But, like, you don't have to dwell on it.
It's also not the most prominent feature of his, personality. Not. Like, why is that what you took from that movie? He reviewed System Shock 2. It was probably the best game he's done on here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, how about a blast from the past? Shaq Fu. Shaq surely doesn't know Kung Fu. Arg. Yes. I remember the last time when I was playing some games that closely resembled Shaq Fu, and that was Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City, a game featuring another basketball player. This got me thinking, because, duh, the marketing department of the producer of Shaq Fu is just using Shaq's name to sell this game.
Sorry, that's ridiculous. Yeah. This guy is ridiculous.
Wow.
You're a human joke, JJ.
Come on.
JJ, you're the worst.
Now, the monsters, the opponents that he faces, they're pretty hard. Evil entities with various martial arts skill. They become harder.
Because in this game, you play as Shaq, who is in a haunted world, who uses basketballs to... We know!
Shaq become Pixel.
Yeah, Shaq become Pixel. I'll become Pixel. Oh, that's nuts.
Oh my god. I think this gave me pneumonia. Oh my god, Gary. Let's take this home.
Keep it together.
I will. I'm crying.
Keep it together. God, he played Tenchu, and all that makes me want to play Tenchu again.
Yeah.
Tenchu. Anywho, so this was suggested by Brad Carey. I like this game. I'm going to say go fund yourself.
Yeah, go fund yourself. I just didn't get it.
Yeah, go fund yourself. It's okay. Yeah. Go, you know, inner ear. Inner ears are a bitch. And next time we're doing a first for the show. It is a system we've never touched. James Robinson has suggested Scrapyard Dog for the Lynx.
Oh, wow.
I know what those words mean separately. I have no idea what they mean together.
Yeah, the gestalt is beyond me.
Yeah, Scrapyard Dog for the Lynx. Okay, just throwing up a quick Google image search. That. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Whew. Oh,
yeah, that's something.
It's got a... What does he look like? Looks like one of the Snarfs or whatever there.
Yeah, well, the one with the big nose, he looks like Shrek. Yeah. Like, he looks like Shrek's teenage, or like teenage Shrek.
An Atari 7800 game too.
Yeah, so you know it's going to be good, because that's how that works. So yeah, that's what we're doing next time. I'm not looking forward to it. This looks like a giant piece of shit. My Lynx is in the shop. Yeah, so I'm looking. You know, stay tuned for that. In addition, you can listen to our other shows if you don't want to wait. Those are Ross Kid, The Level, Pilot Season. Check out Comrade, Bonfireside Chat, and watch out for Fireballs.
Mm-hmm.
What else can they do?
Well, since I believe there is still time to do Christmas shopping, and if there's not, then you have money. You can
still time to do New Year's shopping.
Yes, and New Year's shopping, you know, in order for tax season. I don't even know. You can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, use our Amazon affiliate link, and that does help us cover things like hosting and bandwidth and blah, blah, blah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's our links budget for the year. We do have some things we actually do sell that contribute to our links budget. Mm-hmm. Which are include my record by Super Mario Lab, our live episode, the Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. And if you're just interested, let's say you don't like listening to things, you want to read stuff, go to a Hex Crank, which is a comprehensive survival horror blog. Get in on the ground floor.
Before there's three
posts deep.
before there's too much to read.
Yes, you can still follow it now.
Yeah.
So, which I recommend. I think that's it. Rate and review. Share it with your friends.
Yes, please share with friends. If you know people who like this kind of thing, that is probably the most important thing.
Yeah. Don't invest in bitcoins.
No, that is a bad idea.
Yeah. So we need some things to do, but to give you one little free piece of advice, bitcoins are stupid.
Gary's been burned.
And anybody who uses them are stupid.
Yeah.
So kids today fucking trading their bitcoins in exchange for Snapchats.
Trading your Bitcoin for a Snapchat of a genital shot
of a ball sack.
Yeah, I was about to use a crass word for female genitalia, so that means it's time to go.
Coup de flap.
I don't want to say what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was coup de flap, folks. Good night.
Umbasa.